family, welcome to another episode of the Pulse Podcast. I am Shay Wilbur, Media Director of all things Open Door Church and Troy Brewer Ministries and all the things in this house. And I'm so happy to be with you today. We have a very, very special show for you, and I know you're going to love it. We've got a Bible study. We're going to be digging into the Word of God, which I know that you love. You're here for. It is 5-5, Cinco de Mayo, and I've got a 5-5 verse to kick things off. Romans 5-5. Now, hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Amen. Thankful that hope does not disappoint. And we have had a busy week, guys, being the hands and feet of Jesus all over the world. Pastor Troy and Lana, speaking of all over the world, are somewhere, I think in the middle of an ocean somewhere, and an undisclosed location. We'll just say that they are having a time of refreshing and rest, and we miss them, and we can't wait to have them back, but we know that they need this time to you know, just... Honestly, the two of them even just hang out without the noise of all of the things in ministry and all of that. So we are, we're holding it down for them here. And we thank you for every single person who tunes in and who has tuned in to the Pulse while they've been gone. I know you guys have been really enjoying some of the replays of Pastor Troy's sermons. And even last week, we played the 10th episode of The Counter, which was recorded live at NRB. And it was really cool, honestly, to see a response to that. So please sound off in the comments and don't hesitate on that as you're watching. If something really resonates with you, especially today during the Bible study, if something resonates, put it in the comments. Let us know. Say amen. Testify. Maybe something is going to speak to you and you'll have a miracle in your life because of that. So we want to hear it. I want to encourage you. This is an interactive thing. You guys are part of this. You're part of our Pulse family. And we want you, we want to make sure that you feel that way. And speaking of our Pulse family, Rebecca Tamayo.
Good morning.
It wouldn't be a Pulse without you here.
Oh, love you guys. It's great to be here. We've been busy doing the kingdom work, and it's amazing to see everything that God is doing.
Gosh, we've been doing so much all over.
Different, every pastor, the whole body is needed to be able to do what we need to do. So I'm very excited for everybody that's watching in. Do you see all these different countries tuning in?
We have
Africa, we have Canada, we have Texas, of course.
Venezuela.
We have Venezuela. Switzerland. So thank you so much for tuning in. We are so thankful. We're so grateful. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for tuning in. Mm-hmm. Give yourself a pat on the back because I know we get busy, but you're making this time to tune into the heart of God. That's what we say that the Pulse says is tuning into the heart of God. So thank you for tuning in. Comment, share. Don't forget, we love to say this in-house, that this is a way that you're able to be a media missionary. Mm-hmm. This is how we're able to be the hands and feet of Jesus. One comment, a share, or a replay could be someone's, honestly, the day that they get saved. It could be a turnaround. Could. So we've seen so many testimonies. Mm-hmm. So thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for being our tribe. And if anytime you guys need prayer, if anytime you guys, you're like, I need to talk to someone, I need prayer. We have a 24/7 prayer line and you could call 877-413-0888. You're not alone. There's someone always here to answer and to be able to hear your requests. And I'm very grateful for our prayer team and for our call center.
Yeah. It is awesome. They're our house. They're truly our house. And it's so cool. Like a lot of times we get testimonies from that. Mm-hmm. And so it's been really cool to see the testimonies that come in through our call center. Yeah. And you know, Rebecca, you mentioned being the hands and feet of Jesus and people know that what we do media, we do all this so we can rescue kids.
Absolutely.
So we have a quick testimony of a little girl named Adriana who was rescued over the past week. And she actually was right here in the States and we can show her picture. We've been doing more and more work here in the States. And this was, I believe it was an Amber Alert that went out and she was rescued. We've been partnering with, we call them our secret squirrels. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, different operators that we have all around the country stationed. So when an Amber Alert goes out, they rally their troops, they rally their team to actually go in and find these kids. And, you know, a lot of times authorities are searching, but a lot of times authorities, you know, their resources only go so far. And so we need people like our operators that we work with to go in and say, no, we're not stopping till we find this kid. Mm-hmm. And so Adriana has been found. I know she was subjected to a lot of abuse. I don't know details of her story, but I'm just so thankful we were able to help fund that rescue. And that's a really big deal.
Absolutely. And every partner that's watching, you guys made this possible. Mm-hmm. This is the reason why we take a stand. This is why we have our ODX family. We have just so many things and it's because of you guys. So thank you for partnering with us. It's such a blessing.
It is a blessing. And we do work not only abroad, but we do a lot right here in our backyard. And so I always like to stress that, you know, the Kerrville floods, they happened Gosh, has it been a year since the Kerrville floods? I don't even know. Has it been a year, Pastor Ryan?
Summer.
Oh, summer will be a year. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, summer will be a year since the Kerrville floods. And Pastor Jerry, we sent him down to Kerrville, down or up to Kerrville, to preach this past Sunday. And I love that. Had the opportunity to preach to people there who have been through so much. And just further shows, like, our work is not done. We're not a one-stop shop. Oh, correct. We just go there after the floods or after the damage. We continue to pour into those people and rebuild there. And we're still doing work there. So that was really awesome. We were able to send Pastor Jerry out there. And then here, even within our house, we had a very special event this past weekend, right?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We had the daughter... Because I don't have a daughter, so I'm trying to get that language, Lord.
Maybe the daughter dance. Maybe someday you will.
Oh my goodness.
Look at how sweet this was.
Look at what our team.
Our team pulled this off. And it was just dads with their daughters. And what I heard some incredible testimonies. One little girl went home and said it was the best day of her life, of her whole life. And just so sweet to see dads just being intentional with their daughters, pouring into their kids. And our team did such a beautiful job. And it's just, it's just not lost on me the importance of dads being present, pouring in. I mean, we see in the headlines the results of crime and all the things that a lot of times are the results of the downfall of the family. And so to me, pouring into the family is just as much a ministry as everything else that we do.
I think one of our pastors in our pastor meeting said, this is amazing that our church, our family, our pastors, they're, imagine if we would, you know, we didn't have that growing up.
Yeah.
So to be able to see our children, that they're getting poured at such an early age is a big deal.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank all the students, Pastor Candace, Sawanami, all the events team. Thank you guys, the pastors that showed up, different leaders showed up. Thank you so much for being there for our children.
Yeah, and this is just a good picture of when you support us. These are just some of the different things that you support and you enable us to do to truly be the hands and feet of Jesus all over the world, in our backyard, and all the things. Okay. So let's roll in. Oh, wait, one quick announcement before we get to the Bible study, guys. I just want to let you know that we have a very special Wednesday night service happening tomorrow.
Yes.
We have Pastor Michael is going to be speaking.
I'm excited.
And he is so powerful. He's our men's pastor, Pastor Michael Chaney. So I just want to encourage everyone to get here, get to Open Door Church. He actually had a big part in the daddy-daughter dance that happened as well. And he was really moved by it. So it was cool to hear him talking about it. But I know that the Lord has given him a word for our people, and it's going to be powerful. And he's just... it's so cool that we have him on board here, and I'm really thankful and excited to hear his word tomorrow night. So don't forget, if you can get here tomorrow night, get here. And if you can't, tune in right here. Because of course, as you know, we'll be live streaming it and you won't miss out on a thing. All right. So let's roll into the Bible study. Get your Bibles ready, guys. We're going to have Pastor Ryan here in just a moment, and he's going to be doing a deep dive into Exodus 33 and Exodus 34. I love it. He's really going to be unpacking this and talking about God-led transitions. How we exit is how we enter. I love that because I am such a big seasons person. Yeah. Our life is lived by seasons.
Absolutely.
And it is so important that you finish well. How you finish one season dictates very often how you enter another season. And so no matter how tough your season is, it is so important to remember that, to finish it well. And that is something I've learned the hard way in life. And it is something that I, for me personally, my husband and I, and the different things that God has brought us through, the different tough things that the Lord has brought us through, we have really learned this.
Amen.
And it's not something that, you know, sometimes it's try by fire, you know, you learn because you're in the midst of it. So I'm really thankful that Pastor Ryan has it on his heart to share about this.
Absolutely.
So that maybe not everyone has to go through the really hard part of it and doing it the wrong way to learn how to do it the right way. So guys, get ready. This is going to be a supernatural time. I know it is going to bless you. Get your Bibles ready as we welcome Pastor Ryan Warren Pulse.
All right. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to this. One of my favorite things in the whole world is Bible study. And with awesome technology that we have and this platform, we're able to be together. Again, for those of you that know me, great to see you. Pastor Ryan here. For those of you meeting me for the first time, so glad you're joining in on this. Thank you for partnering with us, for being a part of it. But for the next 20 minutes or so, I'm excited to just share what God's been showing me in Exodus chapter 33 and 34. And for those of you that are familiar with the book of Exodus, it is an interesting, action-packed God is speaking. People are moving. God is moving. People are speaking. It really is. It is a it's an action packed, story driven, awesome part of God reminding us that it is important. That not just the destination, but how we move from place to place that God calls us to is important. And God's people has thousands of years of history of God saying, hey, you're in this place. I want you to move to this place. Hey, you're involved in this purpose. I want you to move to this purpose. You're with these people. I want you to move and be with these people. And so God is all about transition. He's all about us growing. Shay had just mentioned about different seasons in life, and God is all about that. But he has some specific reminders for us. And the book of Exodus is an incredible reminder from the Lord that how we exit one way is going to be how we enter into another one. How we exit one relationship is how we enter into a new one. And so we're going to go through a few things. We're going to talk about God's heart for transition. We're going to talk about how, not just as leaders, but as disciples of Jesus, how we can take our next steps and those be healthy and be confident. And I'm just excited to share the word with you today. So let me pray for you first. If you have your Bible, you can turn to the book of Exodus chapter 33. If you're on your phone, that's great too. If you're on your computer, that's great too. We live in a day and age where God's word is in ample supply. And thank you for being a faithful person who takes God's word seriously. But more than anything, you want to be connected to God's heart. So let me pray for you. God, I thank you for each of these who are joining in today. Father, I thank you that your word is living and active. God, this is not some lifeless thing that sits to the side or sits on a shelf or sits in our backpack. God, this word that you've given us is living and active, and so it deserves to be treated as something that's alive. God, thank you for being a God who is very much alive. Thank you that your word is alive. And Father, I pray for each person today. And then in the name of Jesus, I just declare that every person is going to get exactly what they need to be encouraged, to be equipped, and to be more aware of their walk with you. Jesus, because we walk with you, you determine the pace, you determine the direction, you determine who else we walk with. And so, Father, I just pray for each person today that they'll be incredibly encouraged and incredibly equipped to take the next step. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, I mentioned that when I was just praying that God's word is living and active. So if Bible study is a regular thing for you, then you will be well aware that because the word is living and active, it meets us where we are living and active. God's word also says that the Bible is a sword, that it divides between joints and marrow, between soul and spirit, and judges the attitudes of the heart, that everything is laid bare before God and to whom we give an account. And so there may be times over this conversation where you may feel like the sword is pressed up against your heart, and that is a good thing. Let God's word do what God's word has come to do in your life today, and I'm so excited for you. We're going to jump in, and even though we're covering parts of Exodus 33, I actually want to start in verse 12 of Exodus 33. Let me read this for you, okay? We're going to jump in, and then we're going to go and bring the story back to this. But verse 12 is where we're going to start. Exodus chapter 33, verse 12. It says, "One day Moses said to the Lord." So automatically we know that during transition, we have a two-way communication going. God's people are moving. God's people have broken something really precious that the Lord gave them, and God's still showing up to show his goodness. But we already see that there's two-way communication in the Old Testament. Moses says to the Lord, "You have been telling me." That's a great phrase in transition. Anytime before you start moving, for those of us who want to hear what the Lord is saying now, one of the best things that we can do is pay attention to what God's already said. Moses is doing that. He says, "You've been telling me, take these people up to the promised land. But you haven't told me whom you will send with me." See, so Moses has already understood because he's been a part of God's people exiting a really, really tough situation. He's been a part of traveling with, and he already understands that part of community is making sure that you're communing with God. And so Moses takes communion very seriously. He takes community very seriously, and he's wondering who else is involved. That's a great question for any of us to ask. Hey, God, you've called me to this purpose. Who else have you called to be a part of this? You've told me the what, you've told me the where, but God, I don't want to miss the who. And that's exactly what Moses is saying. You haven't told me whom you'll send with me. You have told me that I know you by name and I look favorably on you. That's a good reminder. I feel like Moses is reminding himself as he says, God, you've already told me these things. You've looked favorably on me. If this is true that you look favorably on me, then let me know your ways so that I may understand you more fully and continue to enjoy your favor. And remember that this nation is your very own people. So Moses is talking to the Lord, And I want you to look at this verse 14 when the Lord replies to this, okay? This is if you hear one thing today when it comes to transitioning, I know many of you have you're part of so many different ministries and so many things that God's doing. You're very much a part of this ministry, but don't miss this part of what God says in verse 14. The Lord replies to Moses asking who? The Lord replies to Moses asking what? The Lord replies to Moses getting on the same page of the where that they're going. But look at the Lord's response. God, this is God's heart for anybody who's in transition. You ready? The Lord replies, I will personally go with you, Moses. I will personally go with you, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you. Listen, if there's something that God is calling you to, a great place to connect with the Lord before you take one step is just to get on the same page with his heart. And I want to pause right here because one of the things that's happening, I spend a lot of time with our teenagers. I spend a lot of time with our families. And so let me just throw this question out here, okay? I would like for each of you to think for a minute in what the difference is between discipleship and leadership, because they're not the same thing. They're really not. You've got an entire group of God's people who are walking, who are learning. They're learners of the Lord, which is what the word disciple is. For those of us who are disciples of Jesus, what that is us saying that we are a learner of Jesus. We have one teacher. We have one good shepherd. We have one guide. It's Jesus. But for Moses to say this as the leader, as the human leader of God's people in this time, this right here is a big call for each of us to ask the question, as I'm transitioning, is this a discipleship thing or is this a leadership thing? And here's the difference. All of us are called to be disciples of Jesus, but not all of us are called to be leaders. So if there's anybody out there, and if you've faced some of the transitions that I have, where you begin to realize that you are in a leadership transition, I would encourage you to realize that whenever you desire a leadership type thing and you require to be a leader and to be a leader that's out in front, as Pastor Troy teaches, you've asked for a really noble thing. You've asked for a really heavy thing. See, Jesus talked about this whenever he talked about how the Gentiles has rulers over them as leaders. But Jesus says he spins leadership on its head and says that if any of you want to be a leader, then you must be a servant of everybody. So don't miss this. Moses is the leader here, the human leader, but Moses is also the very first servant that people have because Moses is doing two things at the same time. Moses is representing God's heart to the people of Israel, and he's also representing the people of Israel to God. He's doing both. And whenever you're a leader, what you're doing is you are representing the people that you're leading to the Lord, and you're representing the Lord to the people that you're leading at all times. So just a little bit of context for Moses having this conversation with the Lord. He's bringing up the people of Israel because Moses is very aware that he is representing God to these people, but he also has that he's coming to the Lord and talking. This is prayer, communication with the Lord. He's representing these people to the Lord. So dads, moms, teachers, Bible study leaders, coaches, other fellow pastors, realize that part of your position is that you are representing the Lord to your kids, and you're also representing your kids to the Lord. Whenever you come to the Lord and you pray for your kids, whenever you come and you pray for your students, you pray for your athletes, you pray for your coworkers, you pray for those people that are in your employment, for those of you business owners, you're representing those people to God and you're representing God to those people. Moses was not going to miss this. Moses actually did this really well. It's incredible discipleship study, but it's also incredible leadership study too. Let's see what he does next. So the Lord replies to Moses' representation, and he says, I'll personally go with you, Moses. I'll give you rest. Everything will be fine for you. That's great assurance. Then Moses says, okay, but if you don't personally go with us, if you personally don't go with us, then don't make us leave this place. Isn't that amazing? Now pause for a minute because think about the place that they're talking about. He's already mentioned it. He says, I know that you've said to take these people up to the promised land. Listen, this is a thing that they've been excited about. This is a thing that they've been dreaming about. This is the thing that has felt like a pinch me. This is too good to be true kind of thing. And Moses is saying, listen, as great as that is, if you are not personally with us, there's no place that anybody can sell us that if you're not with us, we don't want it. So brothers and sisters, my encouragement would be that if you are transitioning and you are going from point A to point B, that one of the places that you can get your heart is just to decide between you and the Lord. Lord, I don't care how good this offer looks. I don't care how incredible this opportunity is. I don't care how much clout this is. I don't care what title this comes with. I don't care what office this comes with. I actually don't care what incredible responsibilities or how people think of me, whether they think higher of me, whether it's impressive. God, if you don't go with me, I don't want to go. And Moses said that. Isn't that amazing? Verse 15, Moses says, if you don't personally go with us, then don't make us leave this place. Verse 16 is another great transition type verse. Moses says, how will anyone know that you look favorably on me and your people, if you don't go with us? For your presence among us is what sets us people apart from all other people on the earth. Your presence is what sets us apart. Guys, God's presence is a first step type thing whenever we are transitioning and going from point A to point B, from this opportunity to the next, from this place to the next. God's presence is very much a first step type thing that we as God's people have to get nailed down. We have to get it in our minds as leaders, but we also have to accept it as disciples that God's presence is what sets everything apart. And I'm gonna be a little transparent here and share a story with you, because if we miss the first step, it can cause us to change our walk dramatically if we miss the first step. Whenever I was a middle schooler, and I love our middle schoolers, I connect with our 9th through 12th grade on a little different level than I do our 7th or 8th graders, but my heart goes out to our 7th and 8th graders, because 7th and 8th grade is tough. I say it to you guys, I will pray with you, I will encourage you, I will support your parents however I can, but there is no amount of money that you could pay Ryan Warren to go back to middle school. I ain't doing it. I'm not going back. I still get nervous anytime I visit any of our area middle schools. I get nervous going into those things, taking one step, because middle school was not fun. It was so not fun. Thank you, Jesus, that I did not have to go back to 7th or 8th grade, and I love them. But in seventh grade, the thing that I wanted more than anything, and this was really pre-Jesus days for me, that I wanted more than anything, I wanted to play quarterback for 7th grade football, and I wanted to play quarterback the rest of my life. I loved throwing the ball. I thought it was so cool to throw something as hard as you could wherever you wanted and not get in trouble for it. That was cool. I thought it was actually fun running for your life when everybody starts chasing you. I thought that was fun, and I just wanted to do that. So showed up in the summer and went through everything I needed to do. My best friend was, we were playing football together. It was so great. And so I remember the first game that we had, I was playing quarterback, and one of the coaches came to me and he said, Ryan, he goes, look, he was like, you're quarterbacking, you're the leader. He goes, whenever we get off the bus, it was a road game, so we got on the bus and it's all my friends and they were all excited. He said, Ryan, he goes, I want the first player that everybody on the other team sees, I want it to be you that comes off the bus first. Before any of the coaches, before anything, I want you to step off. He was like, you're leading. He was like, so you set the tone. I was like, no problem. I got this. No problem. I know I signed up for this. Let's do it. I was already ready to play the game. So what happened was we drove all the way there. We had gone from point A to point B. We had left the school whenever we all got together. We had this huge pep rally thing. We got dressed on the way there. So I got the number that I wanted. I was wearing number 5. It was all great. We go to get off the bus to go to the field to play the game. And as I'm on the steps of the bus that we're getting off, y'all, I missed the first step going down off those steps of the bus. And my foot slipped on the very first step. And some of you, like, y'all love me and I love you. And you're like, did you get the rest of the steps? Oh, I got the rest of the steps, but I did not get them with my feet. I fell face down going down the bus. And the first thing that the other team saw as they were coming out of their locker room to the field was the quarterback of the other team going face down, hitting every step and landing at the foot of that bus. And I was completely by myself. No other teammates had followed me because I went down those steps fast. What's the point? I got all the way down, and because I missed the very first step, I missed the most important first step. I did not begin well. It caused me to hit all of the other steps in that process, and it caused me to land where I was going. I still got from point A to point B, but because I missed the first step, the most important one, Because I missed the first step, it caused me to change dramatically how I hit all the other ones. Guys, God's presence works that way, because the way that God is, his essence, and God's presence, what it's like when he shows up, those are two different things whenever we start talking about God being present. And that's what Moses is saying. Your presence is what sets us apart. What's Moses saying? God, you're loving. God, you're our protector. God, you're our provider. God, you're our promoter. God, you're the one that decides what opportunities we get in the first place. That's who you are. But it's your presence. Whenever your protection shows up, things look different. Whenever your protection shows up, we move from slavery to freedom. Whenever your protection shows up, we move from being vulnerable to safe. Whenever your protection shows up, we move from having these big gaps in our armor to now we're completely secure. God, whenever you as our promoter, whenever you decide that we level up, whenever you decide that we go to the next level, God, every time you do that, every time your presence shows up, it always works out better. Nobody gets left behind. Nobody gets degraded. Nobody gets to feeling insignificant. God, every time you promote somebody, something amazing happens. See, Moses begins to understand there's a huge, massive difference in both God's people and other people. And he flat out says, whenever your presence is among us, it sets us apart from everybody else. Guys, this is what happens whenever we transition from one to the next, and it's where the word grace comes in. Moses understands that God's grace, God's power, God's goodness, whenever that is present, it sets everything apart. Moses goes on to say, if you don't personally go with us, don't make us leave this place. How will anyone know that you look favorably on me and your people, if you don't go with us? Your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all other people on the earth. The Lord replies to Moses, this is Exodus 33, verse 17. The Lord replies to Moses, I will indeed do what you have asked, and I look favorably on you, and I know you by name. Moses responds, then show me your glorious presence. What's God's glory? God's glory is God's goodness. And so Moses is saying, hey, you are going to set us apart whenever you are present. We know that anytime you're present, good things happen because you're a good God. We believe that before we take the first step, we're going to get the first things. We're going to get the first step down before we go to hit step B, C, or D. We're going to totally get the A part of this. In verse 19, the Lord replies to this request that Moses responds. And God says, I will make all of my goodness pass before you. You ever thought about that? If you're like me and you're a vacation Bible school kid, you're a Sunday school kid, you're thinking of the cartoon where Moses is there and he's like, okay, he's got his back turned and God's doing his thing. But look at this word for word. You ready for this? I will make. So who's making it happen? God's making it happen. Hey, for any of you that are transitioning and you've transitioning from one form of leadership to the next, or one space to the next, or maybe even you're starting a brand new career in something. Any of you that are, maybe you're transferring colleges, transferring schools. I'm not sure what it is. Maybe you're moving across the country. Many people do that. Welcome to Open Door. God bless y'all. But that's another thing that we really need to see here, is that God's the one that's making this happen. Listen, here's a great way for you to know if your grace has continued for where you're at, what you're involved in. Listen, if there is a supplied goodness from the Lord, and if God is making it happen, can I be really honest with you? You will begin to notice that it's time for you to move whenever it begins to feel like you are the one having to come up with the strength or the joy, whenever it feels like you're trying to come out of to serve or to do or to say something. The minute that you start looking at where you're serving as more of an obligation than you do as an opportunity to experience God's goodness, you know that the grace has changed for where you're at. The minute it goes from, I've got this incredible opportunity to share the love of the Lord. I've got this incredible opportunity to really encourage people. I've got this incredible opportunity to show up in this place, in this environment for these people. The minute that you go from it being an opportunity to an obligation, you know that your grace has changed. Moses did not want that. See, Moses understood that being a disciple was one thing, being a leader was another, but Moses was not going to serve out of obligation. He saw the incredible opportunity to experience God's presence. This is Exodus 33. Isn't this great? It's incredible. I will show mercy. I will all my goodness pass before you. I will call out my name, Yahweh, before you. For I will show mercy to anyone I choose. I'll show compassion to anyone I choose. See, we're already picking up on stuff on what God's essence is, what God's heart is like. He's merciful. He's compassionate. And whenever that mercy and compassion shows up, things begin to happen. See, y'all know this. You know what this is like whenever we're traveling around the world and we go rescue a rescuer and God's mercy and compassion shows up in a big way. That's who we are showing up in the place so that we can do what it is that God's called us to do. That's what whenever we're present. Listen, for any of you that have partnered with this ministry financially, just know your essence has now become very present, a very present part of this ministry. Please remember that. Please remember that. For any of you that take your essence from where you are and you come to New Beginnings Conference, you come to Women's Conference, you come to ODX Weekend, you come on a Sunday or a Wednesday to the food bank, anytime you do that, you take the essence of who God's created you to be and you're being present. Moses understood this. And guys, 2026 and beyond, we need to understand this in a very real way. But you may not look directly at my face, for no one may see me and live, the Lord continued. Look, stand near me on this rock, and as my glorious presence passes by, I will hide you in the crevice of the rock and cover you with my hand until I pass by. Then I will remove my hand and let you see me from behind, but my face will not be seen. Y'all, this is Exodus 33, and I want to land this way. This is Exodus 33 at a time that this was pre-Jesus. And Jesus is present in this moment in a lot of really real ways. His heart is present in this moment. But I want to remind you that, y'all, as we go from point A to point B, as we go from opportunity to opportunity, as we transition from one season to the next, let's be reminded that we have a very real, very present Savior in Jesus whose hand is not shaking no matter what problem we face. Let's be reminded that God's power is greater than any problem we face. Let's be reminded that we can do exactly what he's called us to do, to say exactly what he's called us to say. And let's be reminded that no matter where you are going from point A to point B, God has not given up on you. That God's people had messed up in a big way leading up to Exodus 33. They had messed up big. And you can read Exodus 30 through 32, and you can read those to the Lord, and he'll walk you through it. Holy Spirit will reveal how they've messed up. But make no mistake, y'all, God's people were standing there with something really broken in their hands. And God reassured them, I'm going to stay with you and I'm going to walk with you. As you transition from one thing to the next, as you're more aware of the opportunities that God's given you, I want you to know that we're praying for you. We're encouraged by all of the faith risks that you take in Jesus' name. And want you to be reminded that God's essence in your life, God wants his essence to be present in your life. That's what happened with Moses in Exodus 33 and 34, and it's what can happen in our lives. Y'all, if you enjoyed this, let us know. We've got some time. I can come back and we can go through Exodus 34. The story only gets more creative from there. The story only gets more elaborate from there. It only gets more powerful from there. And so if you've enjoyed this verse by verse part of looking through Exodus 33, love to come back and join you. Let us know what you got out of this. Let us know what stood out. Let us know how the Lord spoke to you. And we know that God's word is faithful, going out and accomplishing exactly what God has. Y'all, God bless you. I hope that you have a good rest of the day. Looking forward to seeing y'all this week for our midweek experience. Guys, and until then, if you have any prayer requests or any ideas that come from this, if you're facing a transition, give us a call, 877-413-0888. Somebody 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, would love to hear what you're facing, would love to connect with you and pray for you. Guys, God bless you. I'll see you next time.